Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's UwuCast podcast. I am your host, as always, Nido Flo, the best bunny on the entire planet. Fight me. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Northcote.
Kobold Northcote.
All right, you just talk over. You never can get
because some. Well, okay, here's the thing. Because sometimes you introduce me, and sometimes you just pause and then expect me to say something.
Pause. So
I never know. You already did that episode. No, we did four.
We didn't do pause, but I mean, there's not much to talk about. It's just pause. Anyway, yeah. This week's episode is our some of our favorite, just a handful of our favorite YIF comics, right?
Yeah, because I mean, if we could do many episodes on this, being entirely honest, because
I actually prepared for this earlier by jerking off for about an hour to YIF comics, so I did some prep.
Did you diversify, or was it just one or two?
I just looked at a bunch. Yeah. I don't know. There's not many you could look at for an entire hour.
Unless that's
you just
true.
Stare intently at one panel while furiously beating your meat, that one vein popping out in your forehead.
That one vein. Oh, God.
You know exactly what I mean.
There was... Oh, I know more than that. There was this one guy that I was with, and there was one vein, maybe 4 or 5 inches up onto his halfway between the abdomen and the base of him. There was just this one vein that was just bulging out, and it was just weird.
I don't like veiny dicks. I mean, I'll still put them in my mouth. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not a fan.
They look scary. They look scary.
Well, it just makes them look angry, like I've said.
And I especially hate, and this is where we've talked about hyper before, but one of the huge tropes of hyper is often they're huge, veiny.
Don't like that.
I don't
love hyper, hate veiny.
Like, I mean, hypothetically, you probably wouldn't need a really big vein.
Hypothetically?
I hate you.
I know, because every time I say something funny, you say you hate me.
Because I do.
Because you're a sweetheart.
But hypothetically, if it was that big, it would need a big vein to engorge that meat.
Oh my God, what? That's so stupid. It's just fantasy. God.
You don't like a little bit of realism? A little bit of...
No. I want giant dicks and bucket loads of cum.
I feel like buckets would be an understatement for some of the pieces that I've seen you like.
Yeah.
Some of the pieces that you're in.
Yeah.
Bucket loads would be an understatement.
What's your first comic?
Okay. This one's I'm going to call it a universe. He's world building.
I'm Googling it, so you got to tell me it right now.
But it's by Mish. It's the little buddy.
Oh, yeah. I already know that one.
But that one. Okay. Outside of the fact that this is, for those of you who don't know, it is a fandom staple.
Is it?
But, I mean, everyone's heard of it. You'd be hard-pressed to find someone who's like, what's that? But, followed by people down in the comments saying, what is this? But there is a second piece that he did, a second comic, called Passing Love in Little Buddy Part 2.
Hold on, pause. I looked up a random, gay YIF comic website, and it was called Yiffer XYZ. There's an advertisement for someone's AD Twitter on it.
Oh, 100%.
They paid for... Why?
First of all, why are we pausing? This is good content right here.
No, this is part of the video. I'm just saying, shut up is what I meant. Oh,
okay.
Oh, wow, they have a nice wiener.
Okay.
But why would they pay to advertise their AD?
That's I've seen sad. People do that before. I've seen also people,
They don't
advertise
have OnlyFans.
Their... Oh, I was just going to say, I've seen people advertise OnlyFans as well.
OnlyFans makes sense. This is just their normal... Okay, anyway.
You're assuming they're not an actual actor, and they don't actually record stuff on the side. But anyway, Little Buddy Part 2. They go to a locker room with a bunch of other guys, and two of the characters, there's a golden retriever and a bear. And Passing Love is about the golden retriever and the bear, and actually a Black Panther as well. I forgot about him.
Whoa, what are you talking about? Now you're talking about a different comic?
Okay, Little Buddy Part 2.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
They go to the locker room, and they have a bunch of stuff in the locker room. There's three other characters that are introduced there that are just meant to be side characters.
Travis, Dennis, and Joe.
There's Travis the Golden Retriever, Dennis the Bear, and Joe the Panther. Mish made a second comic, spinoff comic, within the last year or two, called Passing Love, about those three. It's on his Patreon.
Okay.
You seem confused by this.
I'm just Googling it as you talk. Continue. Oh, yeah, God, but it's you're breaking it's the magic.
Well, you just, I said it and then you just sat there in silence. But anyways, Passing Love, it is absolutely fantastic. So, for those of you who don't know...
God, I love how Biggie draws the dicks.
Oh, yeah. But, Little Buddy, premise of that story is you got Chris, he's gay, but he's relatively timid about it, and his friend John, who's a cougar, he just breaks up with his girl, and they more or less just do stuff, just to kind of, like, comfort each other. Chris is horny, John is horny, whatever. They end up falling into a relationship. It's not a super formal relationship, they're not holding hands or anything, but it's more of like those situationships, the term that everyone absolutely hates, but I still use anyway.
Shut up.
They do a bunch of stuff. They
damn, that each other. Golden Retriever can suck dick.
Oh, yes, he can.
Sluck, onomatopoeia, flip.
End up doing a bunch of stuff. What they end up actually doing is, by the end, I think the cougar ends up moving away or something, and he ends up being in a happy relationship with the girl. So, I've always hated the ending of Little Buddy, because it's just like, you know, all this story and comic, it means nothing, because he's engaged to someone else now.
Yeah.
But Passing Love essentially picks up where, on the stories of Travis, Dennis, and Joe. So, the bear, Dennis, he is not at all, from what we've been able to gather, not at all on, like, in the LGBT community. He's more or less just...
I want to read a little excerpt, okay? Sluck, 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 sluck.
I hate you.
Spurt, spurt. Huh, huh. Spurt, spurt. Split, spurt. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was really prophetic. I feel like I learned a lot from that.
Yeah.
But...
The Golden Retriever doesn't swallow. What a fucking pussy.
Oh, there's a reason for that. Dennis, the bear, asshole. He's more or less just kind of using Travis, the Golden Retriever, just as more or less just kind of like a, I was going to say human fleshlight, but he's not human. More or less just using him, which Travis ends up not being a huge fan of. Insert Joe the Black Panther, who, in that little escapade that happened in Little Buddy Part 2 in the locker room, Joe has an awakening, and he realizes, oh no, I like this.
Oh, I thought he peaced out. Which one peaced out? Was it the bear?
He's the one who peaced out.
Oh.
The panther was. He's the one who's like, nope, can't do this. But that was his awakening. That was his epiphany moment, as they say in literature. I just took a literary class, so.
Oh, good for you.
But yeah, he realizes in this comic, The Black Panther, that, oh, I'm bi. And only two parts of Passing Love are out right now. I think he's planning on making 3 or 4 parts in total. But part 2 ends on the cliffhanger of Joe and Travis kind of equally realizing that there's a chance that they might be interested in each other, but we don't know.
The original Xbox. Oh, instead of JVC, the remote says BJC.
Yep.
Okay.
But yeah, that's one of my favorites. Mish is, outside of the fact that he is like a stellar artist, like unparalleled quality, like there's few people who I'd really put above him in terms of quality, and even outside of quality, he's just like a fandom staple. Like everyone knows who he is, or even if they don't know his name, they at least recognize the art.
I don't know what he looks like though.
Neither do I, but you know what, he's a fantastic and talented person.
Like,
so, it
literally doesn't matter. He could be the ugliest man on earth, and I'd still be like, thank you for your contributions to our fandom.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm not even sure if he's a he. I'm just not thinking about this. I'm not even sure if he...
Misha's a dude.
Based on what? Just based on people saying he, who probably also don't know?
Hold on. Oh my god, he's younger than me?
No, he's not.
Mish, born July 31st, 88, not 98. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was going to, like, there's no way he's... Because that's a lot of talent to have accumulated in only so many years.
He's born in California, and there's a picture of him, and he's kind of cute. God damn it.
But, yeah, he is fantastic artist. If, on the off chance, you're one of, like, the four people who haven't heard of him, haven't seen his stuff, please, please, please go check him out. Absolutely stunning stuff. I would commission him, but it's like a year-long wait time, and you'd have to pay an arm and a leg for it, and I don't have money for that.
I didn't even know he had commissions ever.
I think he sometimes does, I believe, on his Patreon. It's becoming a really popular trend for some of the the more popular artists.
Oh my god, he's that comic of the frat guy. That's right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That was actually another one. I almost mentioned that one, but I figured I should kind of keep it relatively
short. I want to do that one. What is it called?
Oh, that one is called... Boop, 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 boop. I wrote it down.
Scooby boop, boop, boop. We're filling airtime by making
Liquid
random...
Courage.
Oh, yeah!
That's another one of those. There's a Dalmatian, and he goes to a party with a bunch of friends.
Oh, okay, you're just taking mine, all right.
Okay, well, would you like to... Do you know the synopsis of the story relatively
yeah,
well?
Yeah, here's my pick that I just decided on because I never put any forethought into the podcast. Hi. Liquid Courage by Meef stars Chase, and he's a Doberman. That's hot as fuck.
If you're
fuck.
Reading, like, the Wikipedia entry, I'm going to strangle you.
No, I'm looking at the comic. First page. And then
page
he
two.
Sees this dog, and the dog is called... hold on, when does he say his name? Why don't you say the guy's name yet? Oh, Taylor. There we go. Taylor. Oh, yeah, and he has this big, busty girlfriend, which is lame. And you're like, really, bro?
But she's really controlling, though.
And they go to a frat party, which... I like how there's this frame where they're doing the stereotypical thing of someone falls asleep, you're right in their face. And this, they just wrote, I lick pee-pee, and then a little dick on his face.
100% have done that before. The whole writing on someone's face. Nothing like crude or incriminating.
You're Jigglypuff.
Nothing like crude or incriminating, but just like the stupid, like, draw some glasses, draw a mustache. Like, it's just stupid and fun. It's like good, stupid fun, you know?
But yeah, so what happens is, like, everybody's passed out from this party, including the bro's girlfriend. And he's sitting alone drinking with the Dalmatian, and the Dalmatian's like, oh no, I spilled alcohol on you. Here, let's go upstairs. Does he actually spill it?
I don't remember.
No, they catch. Oh no, they mention a porno, and he's like, I want to watch it too. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And his girlfriend won't let him watch it.
And it's some straight shit, and he's like, oh man. And then he just pulls out his dick in front of the Dalmatian, and
the Dalmatian's
like, oh fuck, I can't believe you've done this. And the Dalmatian pulls out his all like big old wiener too. The bro has a bigger wiener though. And then immediately he just looks at him while the guy's talking about how great the porno is and just grabs his dick. And they got that panel where he's like, oh, and the Dalmatian's just like, what? And then
like,
he
don't
just starts,
say anything. Like, shush.
He starts sucking his dick and it's really hot. And then the guy, the frat bro is like, ha ha ha, and then jerks him off because, you know, that's what straight guys do, right? And then he immediately, like, jizzes
all
over.
Can confirm.
Like, short
fuse. Then they've done that, got the t-shirt, but yeah.
And then he, like, rubs his cum all over the Dalmatian's face, and then he's like, ha ha ha, and then they make out, I guess, or something. I don't know. And then there's gay stuff, and then he pulls his ass out, and then he fucks him. And then at the very end, I remember the girlfriend's just like, oh, what are you guys doing? But she's so drunk it's like blurry and she can't see, and then she passes out.
Yeah, they're like, it was one of those like right on the brink of something possibly like intimate, like almost like romantic-y, and then girl pops up and it's just like, god bless it.
Is there a sequel to Liquid Courage?
In progress.
Oh, and according to Yiffer XYZ, average rating is 8.62. There's 31 pages.
But yeah, I think he's alternating time between Passing Love and Liquid Courage. So he just did a part two of Passing Love, so I think he's then going to go back to Liquid Courage. But I'm
hell
not
yeah.
100% sure.
I've jerked off to Dalmatian, like, fucked so many times.
Oh, there's a bunch of other art with that character. There's
no, I know.
One...
Oh, I've jerked off to all of it. All of it.
Bunch of other stuff.
Big Uncut Dicks are my favorite. And
really? Actually, I don't think you've really talked about that much on this thing. What is this podcast?
In furry art, my favorite is like anther horse dick, followed by like probably human.
Then
uncut.
Why don't you have one?
I do.
On your character?
Naito. Wait. Naito has an uncut dick. Dino has a horse cock, even though he's a deer.
Yeah, it's close enough, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then Odin has a canine cock, so got all of them.
I thought you were going to say, like, a dog.
Ugh. Yeah, that one's
But those
hot.
Are... Misha's just so talented.
Yeah. What's your next pick?
Oh, my next one. I'm too busy. I'm still oodling over Liquid Courage. I'm sorry. Oh, second one. Talked about this in a little bit. The Road Wars by Twinkle.
What the fuck? Really?
Do you know which one I speak of?
Yes! It's so dumb. I mean, it's hot, but it's dumb.
It's stupid. The story is ass. But it's divided into four parts.
Isn't it Twinkle Says? Like, S-E-Z?
It just says Twinkle in the, like, on the first page. It just says, bye, Twinkle.
His art name is Twinkle Says.
Well, then he should have put the full thing on the full page, on the first page.
Well, if he liked it, he should have put a ring on it, so.
Well, it just says on the first page, Twinkle. So that's what I'm going to call him, because he would have had every opportunity to put what he wants to be called there. So, anyway.
I'm just going by what he says. Thank you.
But anywho. Okay. Four-part piece. First part, which is, this is where I got into kobolds. Hi.
Oh,
first
part, fuck you.
Unironically, this is the reason why. Not D&D, not anything else.
What is it called?
Close this. The Road Wars. One word.
Oh.
By Twinkle. So while you're looking that up, I'm going to just give a brief description. So there's like a, I don't know what to call him, but there's a ram warlord. He's like in a biker warlord kind of like Mad Max situation. And he has a magical gauntlet and he has a bunch of like little kobold like playthings. And they're all super, super.
Of course you like it because they just all serve this dom.
Oh, yeah. 100% huge major turn on. But outside of that, that's
well,
just.
Don't
part
come
one.
On his face because then he'll phase you into nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I found that greatly alluring. But anyway.
Why?
I don't know. I don't want to be thrown away.
Oh, my God.
But that's just part one. Each one of these parts, entirely different theme, which I actually kind of thought is kind of nice because it's not just like same thing, same thing, same thing. Each part has like a different overarching idea and theme. So that's the first part. Just kind of introduces the scene. We never see like this overlord again. We never see any of the kobolds again.
That's
it's
not
that.
True.
It's
he's
just
in part two.
Barely.
He's a major part of it.
Oh, that is true.
I'm looking at it right now. Wow, you did not fucking research.
I forgot. This. I forgot he was in part two. Okay.
Yeah, he has the two horses tied up and they have the giant horse sticks out.
So yeah, they find these two horse bikers just on the outskirts of their territory. So they go grab them. They go nab them. And they do things to them. A lot of BDSM, a lot of edging, e-stim, CBT, impact play. Which are all just like, check, check, check. Love these. And that's for the most part of part two. And then they just kind of have them, they take them away to be sold at an auction.
Let's give a little content warning of, this has a whole lot of themes that many
there's
may find unsavory.
There's a lot of themes here.
However, we'll just say that this is strictly fantasy and we don't
well,
condone
no
these
kidding.
Things in real life. Just to put it out there.
Yes, we don't condone human
no,
trafficking.
No, we honestly don't condone non-con or human trafficking.
Or human trafficking.
Just to put it out there because some fucking idiot will try to take it out of context. Just to put it out there. We don't condone that in real life. Comic, fantasy, dumb, furry comic. Okay, go on.
Yes, but that's the end of part two. Part three, they're at this auction. This is where the femdom steps in. So there's this dominatrix, and she more or less, it's kind of like same kind of ideas from top two or from part two. A lot of the CBT, edging, e-stim, impact play, but it's all being done by this femdom, and it's all being done outside. There being a lot of degradation, which is just like hoof. But but yeah, part four then just kind of like. It focuses more on the story.
Why do you think it's a femdom? Just because the crop top?
It goes for a very feminine aesthetic, you know?
I don't think so. I think the shirt was just ripped off.
Do you even know which one I'm talking about? The one with the pasties.
Oh, that just got to... Oh, they have boobies and a weenie.
Yeah, multitasking.
What is
multi-versatility.
Okay.
But anyways, that's for the most part part three. A lot of that, also a lot of degradation, which is like a huge plus up for me. Part four, for the most part, just kind of wraps up the storyline of things, which, I mean, was rough along the edges anyways. Like, the storyline of this was yikes. But you know what? It was the art that was pretty great. So, part four, it's like a little bit of like, it's like a lot of more rougher stuff, like your impact play, and just essentially there's like a weird fighting scene in there, and then your two horses end up getting away. Actually, I think one just gets away.
All that matters is they're naked the whole time and you can still stare at their weenies. Also, he's hard while he's beating up this guy for a second there.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Okay.
Which is fantastic, if it's done consensually.
And you want to be beat up.
I'll be both. I'd happy to be both. 100%.
Would you rather be beat up or beat up?
You just said the same thing twice.
I said, would you rather be beat up or beat up? Those are two different things.
Oh, okay. I thought you would have said at least beaten up, but I'd probably prefer to be the dom in the situation, the person doing the beating.
Okay.
But it's one of those just like, needs to be consensual. Needs
no
to be
shit. Oh
but God. Like, I mean, yeah. Needs to be consensual. Needs to be a safe word. Depending on the situation. Some people also want to have...
What's your safe this... word?
Depends on the person. I used to use toenail.
We're not like macaroni.
And the chicken
cheese
strips?
Grater. Cheese grater is a good one.
Oh, God. That would take me out of it so fast.
Well, that's the point. Cheese grater.
Well, I mean, that would make me laugh, if anything else. Just the
you like that? No. Cheese grater.
But yeah, for me...
That would really toenail, grind it to a halt.
The go-to one that I typically use is toenail. Because it's just really jarring and like that image of like, ew, unless you're into that. But it depends on the situation. Some people have their own that they typically use because if I'm the dom, I'd prefer that the sub actually come up with one because that's just the one that they might be using typically. So I'd rather them just use something that they're comfortable with as compared to a word that they have to, what was the word again? So, yeah.
Cheese grater.
But mine is typically toenail, like if I'm being the sub.
Hey, so. North.
Yeah?
I want you to guess the comic I picked.
There's a bunch of them that I could probably imagine.
North, you know it.
If it's Bro Goals.
Yeah, of course. If you're going to... Stop burping in the podcast.
I'm sorry.
You're going to edit it, so I guess
you would never do that. You need to teach me how to edit it first, but yeah.
Okay.
You would never do that.
So, I'm going to pick Bro Goals by Annie Dev.
Auntie Dev.
It's too... Buff, well, okay, one's buff and one's not buff. One's a twink.
One's like peak.
Anthropomorphic seagull brothers. Hell. Anyway, I like Bro Goals. It's hot. There's Aiden, and that's the main character's brother. The main character is called something. North.
I don't know. I've never read it.
How have you never read Bro Goals?
I've never read it. I don't like it.
Ignore the nipples and it's great.
No. I just don't like the art style.
Yeah.
The art style isn't... Because it's not cartoony by any means, but it has just like those slight cartoony kind of effects
it. If you look at Andy Dev's Twitter, you can tell he's like a cartoon sexual. Like he really likes like that aesthetic.
Yeah.
So it's influenced in his art. I don't love the art style either, honestly. I just like... The whole, like, big bro, little but adult bro. Obviously, adults, please, for the love of God. But just, it's hot, because the whole comic is, like, he's, like, gay and knows it and rides dildos and stuff. And his brother's just, like, a typical dude who's, like, oblivious as shit. But his brother keeps on seeing him be, like, buff and then getting boners and try to hide him and stuff. Again, hot. And, like, the brother plays the game where he jokingly has him sniff his armpit, like, ha 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 ha, roughhousing. Oh. And then... That makes him super hard, which, again, so hot. And then eventually, like, they do a thing.
I didn't know that was in it.
Yeah, you'll probably like the comic.
I probably would. I mean, if you and...
You should beat your meat to it. It's pretty great.
I don't like that.
Well, it's a lot of, like, sneaking, like, trying to hide his boner and him being super aroused and then, like, trying to hide it on his brother and stuff. And then he has this really hot, like, fat belly dad. That shows up in Sundays too.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't get involved at all, which is a fucking cock tease, but whatever.
Until later.
No, I don't think he ever will. Anyway, so like they eventually like end up having sex a lot. Go figure, surprise. But his brother's like a
surprise.
Loser.
Surprise.
Like Aiden, the buff one, is like kind of a loser and like putting away going to school because he wants to be with his brother, and so his brother like kinda like nudges him on, like, go do stuff and then
go be a person.
Yeah, somewhere they kind of like other go, than here. They go their separate ways and both become adults, and that's kind of the end of it.
And they never speak of it again until family gatherings.
I don't remember. I think there is. I can't remember if there's a sequel, like with the dad or something.
Yeah, there was. Wasn't there a sequel?
Oh, no, he's doing the sequel right now.
Yeah. Because you periodically That's tell me, right. like, a new page is out.
That's right. And
I tell you that I don't care about it.
Yeah, Danny Dev's doing the sequel with the dad.
It's the dad.
You really like should read it. It's, like, unironically funny at parts.
I've read the sequel because I like the other character that's in it. It's the dad, and I forgot the name of the other character. The douchebag
guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, love him. Love him.
He's it's great. Just so funny when, like, he's, like, fucking right next to his face, and he's like, ugh. Like, get that balls away from me. Like, it's just shit like that.
Oh, my God.
That's like, Annie Dev has a humor about it. And it's finally, the newest page is about to get gay. And it's like, oh, my God. Finally.
Like, took long enough, you know? Okay. This happened in Little Buddy, too. Just, like the going apart and the
yeah, I hate
going your
shit.
Separate ways.
It's like, no, I want them to be together forever.
I know. We'll see. Okay. Brothers?
Probably not if I mean, it's incest. Yeah, probably not.
I mean, I get that it's fantasy. But, like, still, like, long-term relationship? Maybe not. But Little Buddy did that, too. With the whole, like, they're going their separate ways. And then when the cougar gets a girlfriend and they get married, it's just, like, or really just, like, a slap you. There goes your emotions. But, ugh. Disappointing. Maybe there'll be a sequel. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening. What?
You just seem... You were doing something else, weren't you?
I wasn't reading a Telegram message. What do you want?
I swear to
God. I'm a professional podcaster.
I tune out once for half a second on episode 2, and you drag me over the coals.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, carrying this podcast.
At least while you could carry me.
While you're telegramming someone.
How oh my God, wait, I know the comic I want to pick, too. Fuck, what is it? It's like the Persian... Oh, great, it's more incest. What does that say? It's the Persian
Who
cats.
Hurt you? Where... Oh, I know what you speak about. I don't know which one. Oh, my God. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh! And then I know the other one I want to pick, which is where they're on that bus, and it's really funny.
Where they're on the bus?
Yeah.
I genuinely don't know what you're talking about for that one.
When they're on the bus, and the guy, like... They're all, like, nudists, but the one guy gets hard, and they start, like, blowing, and then the one person goes, fuck this, I'm out, and jumps out of the bus.
Never. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, go on, and I'll find it. You talk about another one.
Okay, but one of my favorite comics when I was probably first getting into the fandom was, it was by Rukus, which, I mean, another staple.
When did you first get into the fandom?
It was a while ago.
Okay.
But for me... Cruelty and Unconditional by Rukus.
Really?
Yes. 100%. Pre-medication me when I was edgy as fuck. Oh, yeah. That was peak. Just like, oh, yes. This is it. For those of you who don't know, the actual comic itself is relatively old. It's like 15 years old. It's a relatively old comic.
Yeah, I remember having the poster on my wall from when I was like 18.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh,
you
lucky bastard. I had like a Rukus poster.
This is some of the stuff that like there's a few prints that were made of some of the older comics that like I didn't get to see until I was like relatively older, because I'm relatively ish young, like I'm turning 21 in September. So I didn't get the chance to buy some of these posters, and now like they're out of print. Unless I
ripped it off of my wall and threw it away, so.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, one was a Red Lantern poster. That was just a promotional one.
Are you... It was a promotional one.
Yeah, they just gave it away.
You, the collector, the person who will collect fucking rocks.
I don't care about furry
rocks.
Stuff. Why would... That would... I didn't think there'd be...
That's strange, because the cabinet that has how many... How many BDs?
It never occurred to me that someone in the fandom is going to want, like, random-ass furry posters for some
It never
smut.
Occurred to you that the fandom...
Okay, I get it.
Exorbitant amounts of money. All right. But anyways,
I don't
back
think
to
I
what I was
those.
Saying.
I don't think so. I think I threw them away.
If you did, I would snatch them in a heartbeat.
Okay. Or
any of you have any that you'd be willing to let go for a reasonable amount, hit me up. Please. But anyway, Unconditional Cruelty by Rukus circles around Rhys Northcote. It's where I got the name.
Bitch.
It's where I stole the fucking name.
Unclever bitch.
Who's a former drug addict with a former drug addict.
You said dread, like dreadlock addict.
Former dreadlock addict.
Couldn't they just get really love the dreads. They just couldn't get enough of them.
But former drug addict with a mom who wasn't the best to her. Think ends up dying because she was also in the drugs. Who more or less ends up latching on to Marcus, who is this open, really flamboyant, emotional support person for Rhys. And that's how their relationship develops. It develops as friends. Later in life, circa high school, they end up getting closer than that. They end up being relatively, like, intimate and lovey-touchy, and they end up dating. It all ends up going awry because, they both have underlying issues, and it ends up falling apart. But really, really good story. In the sequel, Unconditional, Rhys and Marcus end up reconnecting. They end up kind of bringing back some of those old feelings. Rhys ends up getting hit by a car. And the issue is because of the fact they end up giving him morphine, which, as a former drug addict, is a big fucking no. So Marcus is there. He wouldn't actually be let into the hospital room because he wasn't considered to be next to kin because he was a guy, even though they ended up, I think, being married by that point. But the hospital didn't recognize their marriage as valid.
Yeah, so. that's a thing that happened years ago. I don't know if that still happens. Does it in America?
Yes, it does. Still happens all the time. A lot of private institutions, particularly, I'm not trying to point fingers, but some of the more religious ones, technically do have the right to still refuse to acknowledge the validity of someone's marriage based on their own beliefs.
I'll point my finger at it. Fuck all you that do that. Anyway, go on.
But yeah, I wish they made more pieces about this comic because it's a really, really, it's honestly a good story. Rukus writes.
Which comic
really,
again?
The first one is Cruelty. Second one is Unconditional.
Yeah. My only issue I have is, like, Rukus just, they're good artists, no doubt, but there's something about their art that just doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
And the way they draw wieners especially is just not good, in my opinion.
Okay. I can respect that at least. Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't like the style of Brogles, so.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's they're both talented artists, it's just we have our preferences.
But, at least to my knowledge, never made any other pieces. It was a fantastic story, and I guess they kind of, for the most part, wrapped things up in Unconditional. But it's just like, you're really just going to give us two comics? Like, this is all we're going to get? Are you kidding me?
I remember in the art auction, there was a bunch of Rukus originals I could have got back in the day, too.
I am going to strangle you.
Oh, I used to have a Blotch original, but I sold it for like $500.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't regret that. That's a lot of money. I paid like $75 for it.
Ugh, I miss Blotch. I miss Blotch so much. When I first joined the fandom, they were like, I'm going to get art from them. That was
Blotch
high,
was
like
Black Tegan and one other person. I can't remember the other person.
Yeah,
one of
which,
them did the sketches.
I believe they still do art individually.
They do individually.
They're not the duo anymore.
Yeah,
which,
I miss their art. It was so great.
Which, they both do art individually. They're both very, very talented.
They're far more powerful together, though.
But their style was different when they were like Blotch.
Yes,
and
it was so good.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I still have Blotch original comic sketch pages.
Are you kidding me?
I still have one, I think. I think I gave one to a patron.
You need to show me one. You need to show me if you can find it. Yeah. Like, seriously.
Oh, I know exactly where it is. I still have it. It's upstairs.
Oh my god, please.
It's like with a big old horse weenie when they're in the desert, that one.
I think I would cry. But, yeah. Blotch, probably one of my favorite artists. They actually did a shit ton of cover art for the Kyle Gold books, the Out of Position series.
Yeah.
With the Tiger and the Fox.
Yep.
Blotch, for the longest time, did all of the art for that, being the illustrations in the book and the cover and everything. And yeah, that's actually what got me to those books, is because of the fact that I was just looking at Blotch art and I'm like, oh, is that a book cover?
I used to collect YIF comics, actually.
We'll see, back in the olden days when everything had to be, like, pen and paper.
Well, like, I collected them for a while before I realized, like, wait, I never look at these because I have the internet.
Seriously. Oh, I think I would use...
I paid $100 for the first issue of Genus Male.
Seriously?
It's very rare. Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine. It's first edition.
Yeah, I mean, and then I end up selling it for about what I paid for it, but... I kind of should collect gay gift comics again, because it was kind of fun.
I'm surprised you don't, that's exactly the kind of thing that you'd probably collect.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is there's just so many now. It's so much money.
Yeah, that's true.
Hi, but, I mean, if any of you artists send your gay yif comics for me, maybe I'll show them in a future video or whatever. You know, that'd be fun.
Or if you just want to, you know, sell it. Anything blotch. Hi.
No.
Oh, the one that I've always wanted. The one that I have always, 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 always wanted. There is a print, and it was done like the Skyrim, like around when Skyrim was like at its heyday, and it's of a cat fighting a Khajiit, essentially, like one of the cat people fighting a dragon. It was done by Blotch. Haven't been able to find one of them that's like reasonably priced. Like,
do you ever look at the dealer's den? Because sometimes prints and stuff go up there.
Yeah, I know. I was honestly like, that's what I've been looking for. Like, that specific one. And, like, I know probably...
I'm kind of sad, because I had a lot of, like, 10 years ago plus fandom stuff that I just got rid of.
I'm not saying this, but, like, to, like, be mean or whatever, but I'm genuinely surprised you don't keep that stuff. You're someone who, like... You're someone who collects and hoards random shit, but yeah.
Yeah, I've never been... Like, I regret really heavily, like, I used to have all my badges from every convention and stuff. I got rid of all of them.
Seriously?
I mean, a lot of them I gave to patrons in their stuff.
Why would you give that away?
Because, like, I don't need it.
But you seem like someone who just...
I should have cared about fandom preservation. I just never... Do we have anybody who, like, cares about fandom preservation?
Oh my god, I was talking about this with someone. It might have been... Kanemi. I don't know. About, especially, like, just random physical stuff. Like, whether it's stickers... Even, like, stickers and stuff. Like, little freebie shit that, like, you'll get from
an
artist.
Should we start that?
Hmm?
Should we start a fandom preservation project? Because I don't think anyone's done it, and we're losing a lot of it.
Oh, God, that would be such a
nightmare. I've been sent some really old fandom stuff at some point.
That would take up just so much space, though.
I have the space. I can do that. Well, my thing would be more like taking all this stuff and turning it digital and putting it
digitizing?
Online. Yeah, digitizing it to preserve it. I'm not talking about... I don't care about the physical item so much as like having them available to people. Maybe we'll do that in the future.
That could be something that could be really interesting to start. Because, I mean, in the fandom, there's a shit ton of art majors. And one of the major career paths of being an art major is art preservation and art restoration. So... honestly, if there's any of you guys who'd be interested in that, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, reach out to me on Instagram. It's the only place you can reach out to me.
Or just any of the...
If you have any, like, rare old fandom stuff or whatever, maybe
or just any of the... into it.
Anyway, we'll discuss that more in the future podcast. We're talking about gay YIF comics right now.
So, yeah, what was the last one we just talked about? Oh, Quilting Unconditional. So, what's your third? Did you ever find it? The Persian
Cats? So, yes, it is called Cats Love Water.
Yes!
By Parisian? P-E-R-I-T-I-A-N. Parisian?
Oh, I don't know.
Paratane? I don't know. Anyway.
Paratane.
I fucking love this comic Paratane. For so many reasons. Because, first of all, it's two really hot brothers. Except, I don't love the anime look of their faces. Whatever. It's not like a muzzle so much as it's like half muzzle, half face. Don't love that. Anyway, that's just the style. But it's still, it's incesty brothers that are super fucking hot. Look, I do not... So clearly, I'm going to put this out there. I do not support incest in real life.
People really going to be like, are you sure?
But no. I'm very serious. In real life, I don't support incest in any form. Period.
You're not going to like my
I
next
do
comic
not
pick.
Support real life like. Incest. But this comic is fucking hot. Brothers incest, fantasy, gay... but I love this comic for, like, the actual story, unironically, because they go to this island, and there's a bartender there, and they have sex with him, of course, but then, like, that whole, like, tiki bar that they had doesn't exist there anymore, but then they run into this guy, and then they run into this bat guy who's really dominant and hot, and it, like, becomes this weird mystery thing, and I don't know, I can't explain it, but it is worth the watch and the wank, I'll tell you that.
It's worth the watch and the wink.
It's really fucking hot. The bat, when he, like, inserts his giant, like, finger thing into the... Ugh.
I forgot about the bat.
Oh, he's so sexy, though. He's so sexy.
I haven't looked at that one in a long time.
I think,
like, if you hadn't mentioned it to me now, I would have gone...
Hard blush, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I forgot... The amount of comics that have Hard Blush stamped in, like, the upper corner of it is just. What was the other one that used to be like that? Shit. It was actually, Road Wars was on it.
Yeah, there was, like, one other website like that.
Oh, Heat. What is it? No.
No? It was Heat was a comic, I think.
Shit. What was it called? Yes, I'm 18.
Really?
Tailheat. Tailheat.com.
Yeah, Tailheat. Yep.
It does say Twinkles has, god damn it.
So wait, what was your last comic pick?
Oh.
Did you already do it?
No. Okay. This one's gonna be another We Don't Condone Incest. Burning Curiosity. You're not going to recognize the name, but you might recognize some of the art. It's Anthro, all Anthro. There is an Arcanine dad, and he's married to a Ninetales.
Oh my god, you would.
Arcanine dad, married to a Ninetales wife. Wife is gone. They have a kid, a male Ninetales, who is very, very effeminate and likes to dabble in effeminacy. Also has a crush on his dad.
Let's clarify. Adult.
Oh yeah, all adults, all 18 plus, all consensual.
We don't condone cub stuff around here. Go on.
Yeah, no. But yeah, he ends up donning a bunch of his mom's perfume.
Oh, I forgot this one because it is super feminine. Ugh.
Puts on his mom's panties and essentially like woos his dad, and they end up doing stuff, which is like A tier. Ugh. Once again, consensual. All 18 plus. incest bed IRL. So
I don't love the art. Who is it by?
It is by Her Arty. H E R R A A R D Y.
I feel like they're an artist that'll be a lot better in like 3 to 5 years.
Well, this was written years ago. This was 2013 that this came out.
Maybe they're amazing by now. Have they done everything since?
I have no idea. I can... Literally, the top post is from Reddit. Does anyone know what happened to Her Arty?
Oh.
Huh. Oh, no!
Oh, no, that's kind of sad.
What happened?
Are you okay?
All his profiles seem to be private or not in use anymore.
Aw. I guess they kind of phased out of existence. Unless there's some, like, drama. I mean, some people do it for
personal. There's some people do it for personal reasons too, but yeah.
Alright, well,
but
your pick doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, my last pick.
I have to scrub the whole thing.
Which, by the way, I'm just scrubbing through my video on my channel called The Hottest Gay Furry If Comics IMO. Is 609 by Brayburn.
Never seen it. Well,
yeah, you have. It. The Llama in the Glory Hole.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, it's called 609, where he's just got his ass sticking through, and, like, everybody takes a turn and fucks him.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was a full thing. I just thought it was, like, one or two panels.
Oh, no, it keeps going. It's really fucking hot.
I will say, this is going to be so cliche, the Red Rusker one, the one where Sea Salt goes in he's a plain boy.
I was about to say, I'm proud of us for not picking Red Rusker, because it's such an obvious pick.
But, yeah, that reminds me a lot of the one Red Rusker one.
To be very clear, anything Red Rusker draws is kind of fucking amazing. God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
And his comics even, are fucked.
Yeah.
If you're I don't know. How about you guys, if you've made it this far, okay, comment Sea Salt.
Just comment your favorite. No, I don't know.
Comment Sea Salt if you've made it this far. And tell us your favorite gay UF comics.
I just found one. What? Did you ever read Motion of the Ocean?
I don't know it by name. What is it?
I will send you the link.
Just tell me what it's about. It's a podcast. Describe it.
Okay, well, this actually was in Heat. It was in the 07 edition of Heat.
Oh my god, if you go look at Genus Female, mm-hmm. that's been around forever. They have hundreds of those. It's amazing.
But it's more or less about two guys on a cruise, one of which is a lifeguard, one of which is, I think he's just a cruise goer, like he's there with his parents or whatever, and they end up getting frisky, and it's like a super, super, like, cute, dorky kind of thing, but it's so, so adorable. Yeah, Motion of the Ocean, and it's by, shit, who's it by? Oh. Why doesn't that say anywhere? Fluke, by Fluke.
Oh, okay. What is it called? Motion of the Ocean?
Motion of the Ocean, by Fluke. Oh my god, the boat that they're on is called the Heat Wave. Stupid.
I'm looking it up really quick. Do, 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 do.
Biding Time, skibbity boop, 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 boop.
Oh my god, I used to have every Heat.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're killing me. You are actually killing me.
I don't believe those are rare, because I think they still print.
But those. Still, though, the older ones?
Actually,
like, my heart's just breaking a little bit more.
Yeah. I used to have every all these, time. Sold them.
This is very upsetting for me.
Anyway, guys, be sure to tell us what your favorite gay YF comics are, because I do find that interesting.
And hit me up on social media if you have any more.
We'll talk about the Furry Fandom Preservation Project later. Because
we could probably honestly kind of figure something out with that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. But let's get to viewer questions, which if you have any questions for us, please leave in the comments of the... wherever you're watching this, or, you know, just on the YouTube video, if you listen to it on a podcast and you want to leave a comment on the YouTube video or whatever, go do that.
Yeah. Aaron Wentz, Bark Bork, which was the, I think that was the most recent one that we had, the most recent if you made it this far. But Bark Bork, what are your guys' thoughts on chastity/denial play?
So, I am actually a key holder for one person, but,
No, you're not. Really?
Yeah, with my friend. It's fine. I don't...
See, for how long?
I think he's been a chastity for a year. But I don't
like... I tell you everything, and how did I not know about this?
I don't like chastity in that I love sucking cock. So, to me, it's denial to me, because I don't get access to their dick.
And you're just greedy, and you want it.
Yes.
You want
it now. I don't actually like it, and I've tried it myself, and I fucking hate it. Like, no, don't put my dick in a cage, in spite of all its rage. No, I hate it. I really don't like it. I don't like it. I know you do.
Yes, 100% I do. I'm not a huge fan of doing it myself. I can do it, have done it for someone. Obviously not permanent, because I probably would have mentioned that before. But I have done it for a couple people. I'm a key holder for two people, technically three. But the third person, I share a key holdership with someone else. But yeah, I greatly enjoy it. I don't have the same fixation that you do to la pee-pee.
It's called an oral fixation, but yeah.
Yeah. So I can typically find other things to do with them, but that's just me. I mean, everyone has their own things. Everyone does it different ways. Mm-hmm. So yes, but thank you. Thank you, Aaron Wentz on YouTube. let's see here. What's another good one? You don't have to answer this one. Riku Arufu asks, please explain your bloken... No, please explain...
Oh my god.
I'm dying. Help. Please do explain your broken butthole, because I've never heard of anything like that, and I'm really curious to know what you mean.
I have a chronic anal fissure, which means that you have a butthole tear, and every time you shit, it essentially reopens it up. It's very painful, lots of blood. It's not fun. I can't bottom. Eventually I'll probably have to have surgery. I've had a friend who had surgery where they took skin from like his thigh or like inner thigh or mm-hmm. something like that, and they literally make your butthole wider.
Perfect for you.
I would love to have mine gaped the fuck out. Anyway, moving on.
But thank you. Dim Dude 1 asks, so I'm on the bigger side. Any advice on getting more comfortable with myself? Because I kind of want to wear harnesses and stuff, and I'm currently losing weight and doing and eating better, but no matter how much weight I lose, I still find myself being shirtless around people unnerving.
bellies are hot. A lot of people are into that. A lot of people are into bigger dudes as their type.
100%.
But I understand where you're coming from, because now I've gained like 20 pounds and now I feel self-conscious with the shirt off. So now I finally understand what that's like. But
like, objectively, you could still recognize that people still like it. Yeah. But you still feel, yeah.
Who doesn't hate their body just a little bit? You know what I mean?
yeah.
I want to say, like, just love yourself. But it's like, you know, you should. But it's hard. And I get it.
It's one of those where, for me, because, hi, I'm also on the bigger side.
Oh, no.
Fine.
I'm on the slightly overweight side. You're on the, like, Shamu morbid, the morbid, like, you're basically I'm a casket. Shamu.
Yeah.
Obese, yeah.
Like, I'm walking down the street and I look like a city bus.
He is a large man.
I have wide right turns tattooed on my left butt cheek. Yeah.
No one wants to see that.
But for me, at least accepting myself, and what helped me a lot was actually finding one or two people who you were comfortable with, who were into you or into me in this case, and just kind of playing around with them, sending pics, being open about it, and just kind of that feeling of being wanted by someone, of like genuinely knowing that you're wanted by someone because you trust this person and whatnot. It did kind of help with my ego and my self-consciousness.
And we're not trying to say, like, oh, objectify yourself and that's the solution. But no, it makes sense, because it's like, yeah, to feel wanted is kind of cool. And if they like your body type, it's like, well, hell yeah.
Yeah. It can't at all hurt to feel a little loved every now and then.
Yep.
Because if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Next question. Thank you.
Can I get an amen? Anyway, nope. Thank you so much. what was the kink that you have tried IRL and you immediately hated?
Who asked this?
Hunter Hack with two A's.
Hunter
Hack.
You first.
Honestly, yet to find one. I mean, I have some really hard ones that like hard pass ones, like ones that I would not do and will not do. One of which, like,
we're not asking that you try it, you have tried it and don't like it. Don't get into that stuff. It's not
well, this is the thing. I've yet to do something that I haven't liked.
Okay, wow. All right, for me, I've tried a lot of things that I don't like. I wouldn't say like hate. Like, I tried fucking an inflatable that had like a hole in it for whatever, just to try for the inflatables video to see like, hey, am I into that? I'm not. I've tried like balloon stuff, not into it. Stuffed animals for the most part, not into it, except for unless it's a Stitch plush. I don't know, it's something weird.
Yeah, you would never.
Yeah, I don't know, I try a lot of things that I'm just like, it's not for me. Happens a lot.
Okay.
Like, I tried like having a diaper on my face, like full of piss, like someone was wearing it, and I was like, I would rather you just have your dick on my face, like, what's the point of that?
Stuff, yeah,
like that. Yeah. Is there any more questions?
There's one more, which Zin the Beetle asks. They ask a bunch of questions, but the main one that I thought, because you at least probably have a little bit more experience with it, and I think you have actually, this applies to you, but what are some injuries you've gotten from having sex and with these sexual kinks?
Broken butthole was not from sex.
If that's what, well, I realize... Why. I thought injuries? You've broken or sprained stuff. Or am I thinking of someone else?
That's Ajax, who had his dick like popped out of socket.
Oh, that's right. Well, his was bent in half. His like ripped in half.
No, it popped out of socket, I think, too. Anyway, I don't know. Me, I don't. Oh, I had one person hit his like give me a blowjob, and he must have like nicked it with his tooth, and then he ruptured a lymph node in your cock, which is like the fluid-filled glands that you have are lymph nodes, and you have them in your cock too. He ruptured one, so like for a year it would like randomly fill with lymphatic fluid, and so I would just have like a weird, awkward, giant bump on my cock, and I thought I was going to be disfigured for life, and I was very scared, but it went away.
Huh.
Yeah, that can happen to anybody. You just have a lymphatic gland that just gets ruptured, so like that fluid goes from one chamber into another that it's not supposed to, and yeah. That was the worst one. Yeah.
I think the worst one for me was probably I I think I pulled something in like my inner thigh once where I was straddling someone, and what I was like the actual surface that I was straddling on was like a little bit slick, so my knee slipped to the side and I essentially did like a partial split, which as someone who's not super flexible, at least like anymore, it fucked up something in my inner thigh. But there isn't really super much you can do to kind of like prepare for accidents like that, because they just happen. They happen just as often as like you stub your toe on the corner of a bedpost. Like, stupid shit happens all the time. The most important stuff to mainly worry about is just use common sense. Like,
use cum.
Like, maybe I shouldn't like rappel down from the ceiling like Spider-Man on like this like half an inch like thick rope and then hope I don't fall. Like, just use common sense.
Oh no, I hope I don't fall.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's moral of the story.
Just thank you for that question. that'll be end of the questions for this week.
Yeah.
Is there anything we forgot?
Where you can find us. Where you can find you.
Well, first of all, I just want to say those were some of our gay for EF comics, but let's be honest. We can go over 100,000 more. So let me know if you like this episode, you know, what you thought, your favorite.
Probably
comics.
Do a part 2. Yeah.
Yeah, we could do a part 20. Yes, and where can they find us?
Well, the main ones that they can find us are Google Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible. Apple Podcasts is still yet to approve this one. They at least approved Anthrocast. But we did get a hard reject from Pandora. So if you are looking for us on there, I'm sorry.
Fuck you, Pandora. Anyway, if you want to support me and, you know.
Who are you?
Because I don't technically make money on this. It's patreon.com/OdenWolf. Technically doesn't support me or this, whatever. I mean,
well, it supports you.
It supports Odin, not Nido. Let's just be clear. But anyway, patreon.com/OdenWolf. And merch, odenwolf.stormv.com. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. And we probably should mention it here, but we're going to be at IFC.
Yeah,
I don't IFC. Think we've actually mentioned it on this.
Check us out at IFC. We'll have a booth and we'll have two panels. Come to our panel.
We're
going to
have a panel.
Anyway, North, we're going to support you.
Well, you can find me at patreon.com/KoboldNorthcote. I'm not going to lie. I'm not posting a bunch of content right now. For the most part, I'm dedicating most of my time to the podcast. And
do you mean a bunch of content? Mean you're not posting any?
I'm not posting anything. I posted 2 videos and I'm sorry. So, full disclosure, you probably won't be getting a super huge amount
He's
of content from me.
Too busy Grubhubbing.
Yeah, I've just been really busy. So if you want to support me, there's your disclaimer. I won't say no to a little bit of extra support, but yeah, my link tree is down below. So
and
check me out
links
there.
For everything down below. Anyway, that is this week's
ooh. I want to ask.
Cast.
I thought of a good outro. Have a wonderful day.
Go fuck yourself. Oh.
It's
that is this that week's WooCast. It's been Odin Wolf.
And have a wonderful day.
Sorry, I had to remember that. It's been the WooCast, and it's been Nido Flow and North.
And Kobold Northcote.
And,
Huh?